This is Amy Suzara, Panay poet on Setting the Standard, here on KPFA 94.1 FM. Today I'm going to be speaking with Nicole Mashali, who is an actor and performer, and she began working on stage at the age of 16. And has been performing on stages all over the Bay Area and nationally, including Bindlestiff Studio, one of the only Filipino-American theaters in the nation. Nicole's also taken up become successful in stand-up comedy and performed at the legendary Purple Onion, the San Jose Improv, and opened for the comic genius Dave Chappelle at the San Francisco Punchline in Oakland's New Parish. And we're going to be talking with Nicole about her solo show, which was her first solo show that was developed under the tutelage of W. Kamau Bell. And it was called I Heart Lola, which has now become a full-length show called Forgetting the Details. Forgetting the Details is part of the Asian Pacific Islander Cultural Center's United States of Asian American Festival, which is a program that reflects the artistic accomplishments of the cultural diversity of San Francisco's Asian and Pacific Islander communities. Nicole, we're calling you, and you're all the way in New York.
Yes, I'm here in Harlem.
Wow, so thanks for being with us this evening. I know it's a little bit on the later end for you.
That's okay.
And it sounds like you were just coming off the road and doing some performances.
Yeah, I just got off the bus and got home. I just performed a piece of my solo show at Harvard, which is really exciting. It was the annual FINE Conference, which is a Filipino-American intercollegiate organization. So there were 800 Filipino-Americans in the audience. It was really exciting.
Wow, that is a nice concentration of Filipinos.
Yeah.
a rare opportunity there.
Exactly, and I was blessed and humbled to be part of that show or conference.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, listen, the theme for this segment, just to kind of put it out there, is that it's been about community engagement and community-based art, and I thought that you would be a perfect guest for it, and also the fact that we're both part of the United States of Asian American Festival, that it would be great to have you just talk a little bit about your show.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this festival. It's amazing. It's amazing to come back home after being gone for a year and performing this show, which I created in San Francisco. It took me about 3 years to create, and it's based on my family, specifically my grandmother and my father, and our struggles and choices as a family that we had to go through when my grandma was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Back in 2006. So I'm very excited to share this again with the Bay Area.
Tell us a little bit about, I guess, the inspiration and the ensuing journey of developing this piece, because I know that at first it was a shorter piece, I Heart Lola. Maybe just tell us a little tidbits about how it developed and some highlights of that journey.
All the time I was writing I Heart Lola, I was actually taking, like you said before, class, a solo performance workshop with W. Kamau Bell. And in just developing the 20-minute version, it was more like a homage to my Lola and how much I love her and how much she's meant in my life, a lot like other Filipino Americans who are raised by their Lolas because their parents are too busy working to supply and provide for the family. And so after writing the 20-minute piece, Kamau suggested that I make it a full-length version. And so I went to other workshops, like at the Esalen Institute with Anne Randolph, and I continued to workshop different stories, different ideas along the same theme and sticking with the story of my family and my grandmother. Not really knowing where the story was going to go, I just wrote a whole lot. I wrote for 3 years straight. And after those 3 years, I had almost like hours and hours and hours of material. And I was lucky and blessed to find my current director, Paul Stein, from Comedy Central Theater in Hollywood. And he is an amazing director, and he was able to edit and whittle down my millions of stories into a cohesive 75, 80-minute full-length show.
Great.
And so in that, yeah, it was amazing. And in that, I really didn't have an ending still after the 4 years that I, 3-4 years I was writing. And then life happened again, and I was able to find an ending. And I don't want to say anything other than that because I don't want to ruin it for anyone who hasn't seen my show yet.
Great. Yeah, we'll just have to keep an eye out. So actually tell us about when your show is, because I know that the festival has a series of many events from April through June. When's the date and location for yours?
So my show will be happening at Stageworks Theater, which is on Valencia, and the cross street is 16th. And my show will be running just 2 days, two nights actually, May 1st and May 8th. Those are both Wednesdays at 8 p.m. at Stageworks Theater. Again, 446 Valencia.
Wonderful. So I would love to have the audience, listening audience, hear a tiny snippet of your piece.
Okay. Oh, Nicole, I have a bedtime story for you, huh? So I remember when you were just a baby, your mother, she come to me, she says, "Oh, Inkar, I don't want to be a burden, but I want to go back to work." And I said, "Okay, Luna, I will take care of Nikki." She said, "Oh, no, I want to enroll her into daycare. Can you just pick her up?" I said, "Okay, no problem." So every day, I pick you up at 3 p.m., and you see me in your crib, and you go, "Oh, oh, 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 oh." Because you can't talk yet, huh? You're only 6 months old. And so I know what that means, though, huh? Because I'm your Lola. It means I want grapes. I want grapes. And so I bring you grapes every day. And then one day, huh, I notice something. You have all these scratches on you, on your arms and your legs. So I ask the woman taking care of you. I say, "What are all these scratches on my granddaughter?" She says, "I don't know, Inkar, but I think she's a liar, huh?" So you know what I did the next day? I come 2 hours early, and I peek in the window, and you know what I see? I see her son is at your crib, and he is scratching you and scratching you, and you are crying and crying. You know what I tell your mother that night? I say, "Luna, do not worry about being a burden. I will take care of Nikki from now on." So I quit my job, and I take care of you, huh, while your mother is at work. And you know what? No more scratches, huh? And that's just a little snippet.
Wonderful. I love how you, and I had the pleasure of seeing the show, and I think two iterations, and it's, I love hearing the when you become your grandmother. It's so wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Nicole, we're going to be wrapping up here, but wanted to just make sure everyone hears your website.
It's www.NicoleMashali.com, and Mashali is spelled M-A-X-A-L-I. So NicoleMashali.com, and people can buy tickets right there on my homepage for my two San Francisco shows, May 1st and May 8th at 8 p.m.
Wonderful. So it's going to be a lot of fun being a part of the festival together.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing your show too.
Yay. Great. So thank you so much, Nicole. And thanks for being on the show, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Again, this has been Amy Suzara, Panay Poet, here on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1 FM. Back to Pedro with some music.